Hong Kong police have made their first widespread arrests since a hardline new law banning face coverings came into effect. The government's mask ban was meant to quell months of unrest in the Chinese territory, but it appears only to have inspired the protesters further, with demonstrators once again taking part in large-scale illegal rallies. Dan Conifer reports from Hong Kong.
With monsoonal rains bucketing Hong Kong, tens of thousands of people still marched through the city's central business district. They walked for hours with their faces masked to reject the government using a colonial-era emergency power to ban demonstrators wearing face coverings. This protester, Yip, says the new law only further fuels resentment against the territory's leaders.
I feel we grow strong because our minds are strong. So these things and the attitudes of the government only make us more even stronger, and our mind will not fall.
But before long, the peaceful demonstration became less peaceful, and people power met police power. Tear gas sent many into retreat before baton-wielding officers had the same effect. Some scurried away, but dozens of others were arrested and faced the prospect of up to a year in jail. The emergency law came into effect at midnight on Saturday, and this is the first time it's been used on a wide scale. So will the new rule now stop this four-month backlash against Beijing and the government it backs in Hong Kong? Not according to this protester, who asked the ABC not to use his name.
I don't think that emergency regulations is necessary. You see, it's getting even worse. People are coming out with the masks, and that's why we're coming out today.
How big was today's protest, do you think?
Many people coming out. We are not feared about the police and whatever. So that's really very touching. Hong Kong people are still coming out today.
How come?
Yeah, it's pretty touching because it's a difficult time. We are, and all the teenagers here are so brave to come out. They may need to face the police, face justice, and it's a very difficult time.
An anonymous protester in Hong Kong speaking there with Dan Conifer.